Malik Nabers becomes eligible to join 7-on-7 and 11-on-11 periods, Monday, August 17th, the next big step in his return from the torn ACL, per Ryan Dunleavy of the New York Post via Yahoo. John Harbaugh confirmed the direction. "We're looking towards soon ramping him up into some group periods and perhaps some team periods. Maybe next week." And the coach's temperature read was warm. "He's doing great. He's working hard. Spirits are high." The June preview said the Nabers file was really two data points and one question. The data points: an elite rookie season of 109 catches and 1,200 yards, then 4 games of alpha usage in year 2, a 27% target share, and a 44% share of the air yards, before the knee ended everything. The question was the knee itself, torn ACL plus meniscus with a second cleanup procedure, and we said the honest posture was caution. Week 1 was the optimistic end of a real range, not a lock, and availability came before every other conversation. This week moved the needle toward the optimistic end. Beyond the Monday eligibility, Pat Leonard of the New York Daily News reported on August 12th that Nabers might jump into team periods as soon as this coming week and has looked good out here in individual drills and root work via Rodney Knuppel at Athlon. He dialed back his workload Wednesday, but Dunleavy's reporting is specific that the reduction was the scheduled rehab program, planned rather than a setback. And the week one target, September 13th against Dallas, remains intact, per Knuppel. Does the June read hold? Confirmed. June said watch availability first and trust the steps, not the talk, and the steps keep arriving on schedule, with group work opening Monday, and the opener still the stated target. Next week is the real test, though. Eligibility is not participation. Watch whether Nabers actually takes 7-on-7 and team reps in the Miami joint practice week, and how he moves when he does, because explosiveness is the last thing back from a knee. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.